Rava. Chavav Ralov, three lines in the bottom. I'm a Rava. Hazamra Maastumim Yipulun the Dava. That which we say Maastumim goes to the Dava. By the way, the Dava means it goes to the Tzibur. There's a box, Briketam is Veyach, and it gets put into that box. And the Tzibur, whenever it doesn't have Karbanos, takes from that box, buys animals, and brings the Karbanos. That halacha l'mayshim mishina was only said if included in the mixture is the money for the chatas. But if the money of the chatas had been separated and all was left was a mixture of oil and shlomim, that would not be considered stumim. It would be half oil, half shlomim, and you would split the money accordingly, as we will see in a minute. Tanya na b'kles of the rava. Eilu l'chatasi v'ashar l'shar nisaraytzak. Dmei chatas yeuchul yam ha-melech. V'ashar yovi chetzi Allah. Eilu b'chetzi l'shlomim. It's considered a mixture of money of oil and shlomim. And that's not a problem, because that money left of an oil can be brought as an oil. And money left of a shlomim can be brought as a shlomim. U'mayilam b'kulam v'eim a'mayilam b'mitzasan. However, shlomim has no me'ilah and oilah has me'ilah, so if you use some of the money, you don't know whether you're using oilah money or shlomim money. So unless it's roiv, the Rush says it's not kol, it's roiv, unless you use most of the money, there is no me'ilah. If he separated the money of the oilah out, he left a mixture of chatas and shlomim, or it would be if he separated the money of the shlomim out, and he left a mixture of oil and chatos, doesn't make a difference. So we say, the money of oil that was separated out to bring an oil, and not a nedava. This is not nedava that the tzibur does. This is a personal oil brought by the inheritor of the person who died, and he brings it as an oil, and it counts as an oil for the family. I don't know who gets the credit upstairs, but it's not that the tzibur takes care of it. It's the Yarshim take care of it. Umayilam, like every money of Ayla. Bashar, which has chatas and shlomim, that's the halacha l'mayishim isinai, yiplul adaba. Now, the Gon takes out the words umayilam bekulam. Right? He says umayilam behen, because since it's nadaba, you get mila. However, the Rush speaks out, you don't have me'ila. Even though the money's going to go for the double, which is an ayla, which should have me'ila, but it doesn't turn into that till you actually bring it to the double, till you actually the makrib the carbon. That's what Tysus says. That's why, because there's shlomim money here. Even though the shlomim money is going l'ndaba, that's the kasha Tysus has. Tysus says it doesn't turn into ayla till later on. The gra takes out the words here. He just says a ma'ilim behen, any other money. Something in my right. The only time now we're going to learn it two ways. The way Rish Lakish, the Yechanan learns, the halacha l'mayishim isinai of sumim was said by money. Abo av behema harikam afereshes. But if it's an animal which is not liquid and therefore cannot be easily changed into money, therefore the halacha l'mayishim isinai does not apply. So if you brought three animals or one big animal, a par, which can be used for the carbon of nazir, but you're going to wait till it gets a mum, then change it to money and buy Kabbalah's Nazir. It's considered like Chatas money separated. It's not considered Stumim because it's not liquid, and therefore the Halacha L'mayishim Isinai doesn't apply, and it goes L'yam HaMelech. That is the what Rav is saying. According to Rish Lakish, we say since it's not easily liquid, we're afraid that he went and said some of the money is Chatas, some of the money is oila, some of the money is shlomim. And once he said those words, it's mufareshes. So again, you don't need any logic. Allah said stumim, and stumim means liquid, not something that's not liquid. According to Rish Lakish, it's a question of not, there's no Allah l'mayish mitzinai. It's derived from a pasuk. And so he says it's not stumim because the longer it takes to turn into money, the more chance there is that he did designate part of it. And therefore, once it's designated, it's mufareshes. That's how Rish Lakish learns this Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Hod, Amar Behem Ayik Mufareshes, Lo Yishan Rol Tmima, Abu Baal Esmum Ayik Estuma. But a Baal Esmum is a stuma because it's liquid, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, it fits into the interpretation of stuma. And according to Rish Lakish, we don't have to worry that he designated it during the time because it goes right into money. avonaska, but metal bars loy, because that takes time to get rid of. And since it takes time to get rid of, according to Reb Yechonon, it's not liquid. It's not in the halakha l'maisa m'sinai. And according to Reb Lakish, we're afraid that he spoke out some designation while he was waiting. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar afilu naska. No, that's liquid enough. Avos sabish or kairis, that you have to wait for construction, loy, because it's not so easily sellable. So it's not liquid, according to Reb Yechonon, it's not included in the halakha l'maisa m'sinai. And according to Reb Lakish, you have to be afraid that the guy designated while he was waiting. Amalir of Simi Barashi Lura Papa. Maita Maid Rabbanah Dami Mosul behavior will not school the Mosul is Avra. Right? Because they say Mos, Stuma means that. And according to Shlokish, it's a little more difficult to Lush in our Gemara, but it means not something that he would designate. Something that's not liquid, he might designate it. And we have to Mosul Ifas. So why by Ifas don't we have the same problem? That it should not be considered Stuma, and therefore would not be able to be decided at a later time, because according to Reb Yechonon, the halacha of stumim would not apply. And therefore, when we learned before, right, therefore we learned before that according to by Khan, if he dies, it's considered stumim. Why? If it's ifas, why is it considered stumim? Should not be considered stumim because it's not liquid at all. According to Reb Yechonon, according to Reb Lakish, why are we afraid that he designated it? So how can we let the Kayan later on pick which one goes where? The Amr Elohadam Reb Chizdein Akinim Esparishes Oyb Kikas Abay Lebi Basias Akayan. Am I? Hamaz Gemurin. Don't we say only money? Now again, according to Reb Yechonon, right? According to Reb Yechonon, since it's money, not anything else, so it's like Mefurish. So if it's like Mefurish, how can the Kayan decide? It's only stumim if it's money. If it's not liquid, we consider it like mefurish. According to Reb Lakish, how do we know he didn't designate it at a later date? So how can we leave it to the kaya? Amalei, so I can't hear you.
I understand the chiluk, how they understand
Reb
Shimi between
Reb Yochanan. So Reb Yochanan deals with halacha l'maisa m'sinai. So according to him, the translation of stumim is something liquid. Something that's not liquid is not called stumim. So here's the guy that separated two birds, and now the kayan's going to designate them, right? So how can the kayan designate them? It's already mufareshes. Once it's mufareshes, even though he didn't designate them, but we consider them mufareshes. So if we consider them mufareshes, how can the kayan go and separate, pick which one it is? That's according to Reb Yechonon the question. According to Reb Lakish, it's not whether it's considered mufareshes. It's we're afraid that he designated it in between. That's what we're afraid of. And the answer is, right. And the answer being basically...
over time, you have the same problem after the Kohen.
Exactly. That's the way it starts. So, Reb Papa answers him, I'm with Tameich. So again, just the words bother me. What do you mean, lav kamufreshes? No, my question is, he didn't separate it. He didn't say which one is a chatas, which one is a naila, which one is a shlama. So according to Shlokish, the question is, how can it be designated at a later date? He might have designated them differently. According to Reb Yechonon, the question is, Teretz says, it's automatically designated. So if it's automatically designated here, so why isn't it automatically designated by the birds? That's the question. The answer of Simi says is, by the animals, there's no other use. That's called designated immediately. by separating these three animals, automatically you know which is the Chatas, which is the Eidel, which is the Shlamim. There's no doubt. Whereas the birds can go either way. And since the birds can go either way, that's not considered Stumim, or according to Rish Lakish, you have to be afraid he designated it afterwards. So therefore, Reb Tzimi is rejecting the comparison between the three animals and the Eifus. And therefore, he rejects the concept that a behemoth is considered Mufreshus. He rejects Rav Huna's concept that a behemoth is considered Mufreshus. You see from Eifus that we don't say they're considered Mufreshus. We consider them Stumim till the Kayah decides what to do. And the same would be true by anything left. We would consider it Stumim, we would not consider it Mufreshus.
According to Yochanan, Rav Shimi Bar, I prove some birds that what? That it's unspecified. Now, this is not.
That even though it's not liquid, it's unspecified.
Right. And then what
does the Shlakish prove from that? Well, according to Rav Yochanan, according to Shlakish, he proves that we're not afraid that the guy designated them in between. Dr. Gemara right. Masir Rav Amnuna. Umi Amina Behemah Balasmum Kistuma Damya. What we did say before is that Balasmum is liquid. Tashema. Now we're going to bring two brises that are talking about totally something else. But all we're going to try to prove from these two brises is the brise that contrasts money and animals, not animals without a mum and animals with a mum. And the Gemara's answer is going to be because animals with a mum is considered money. That's going to be both brises, which get off on different topics, but that's what we need here. Kesed Amru, Ish Megalech on Leziris Abif. There's going to be a Mishnah later on that tells us how local Amisha Mesinai that a son can be Megalech on his father's Kabbalah. Now, we're going to be Gairis like the Rosh. There's two Girsas, but we're going to learn the Rosh's Girsas the way he likes it. When is it true? Bizman Shai Abib Nazir, when the father was a Nazir, Vehipish Maas Tumim Lizirasai, and he separated money, and then he died. And the son accepted the Naziris on condition that he can use his father's money. That's when the Halacha L'maaseh Mesinai applies. But if he and his father were Nazirim, and then the father separated the money and died, but he had been a Nazir already. Now, that's what it says. So, it contrasts whether he's accepting the Naziris already to use his father's money, because his father had pre-died already, or he was a Nazir and then decided he wants to use his father's money. Ha'ilai ma'as behemim fereshes, ha'ilai ma'as stumas, if it's money, in the case where he can't use his father's money, yiblun l'ndaba. Now it doesn't contrast which kind of animal. It contrasts money and animal. My love, I feel the balas mum. Zagdigamai loy tamima. Frank digamai balas mum kistuma damya. What balas mum is like money. So mayu yamas. Alema hoisley balas bema balas mum yipluna dub. So why doesn't it contrast different animals? Zagdigamai rakanami balas mum lamai kadisha lidmei. The mei hanumas. The kasha is, why doesn't it contrast the different animals? The answer is, money and balas mum is synonymous. Masiv Rabba. Now, this is a long brisa. Kabbalah. The pasuk writes Kabbalah three times. Kabbalah, this is talking about non-Nazir. The guy's father died. There was a carbon waiting around, the chatas. He can't use his father's chatas for his chet. His father had one sin, whatever it was. He could have done the same sin. It doesn't make a difference. His father died. The chatas is there. He wants to use it. The answer is no, he cannot. Because it's an extra word to teach me that. Maybe his father used it from one set of creases, which doesn't have a mitzvah bezin, and he wants to use it for one with a mitzvah bezin, or vice versa. But if it's in the same category of averus, maybe he can. Because even when we see a person's allowed to use his father's things, it's not animals. But my money, since we find by Naziris that he sometimes can use his father's money, so maybe he can use his father's money for a regular chatas. Which is true by money, which is sumim. Tamalami kabanai a third time. So that's the three kabanas. Now the truth is the Gemara is going to stop right here. And the Gemara wanted to contrast animals and money, not animals and animals. But the Gemara finishes the brisa and shows it again. Yacho, v'yatsa b'gmar shifrish aviv, afilu min akala kama chamura chamura. Avu yaitza b'kwai m'shifrish la'atsa min akala chamura chamura akala. Maybe he can change kabanas. He separated it to one avera, and now he wants to use it for a different avera. Tamadloy ma kabanat al chatasai. Ashe kabanat l'shum chatasai. Once he's separated from one Avera, he cannot switch the animal to a different Avera. So Yacho, Liyatsa Bibhema Shifra Slatum and Akala Kala Mechamura Chamura, Pilum and Akala Chamura Chamura Akala. By animals, you can't do it. Chikalim Hippis Behema Lachelub, Behebi Ladam, Eladam, Behebi Lachelub. If he did it without switching it, he just brought it for the other Avera. Shari Loy Mal, he didn't take the money out from Hegdish, didn't change anything, it went from Hegdish to Hegdish. Therefore, Beloy Kippur. He doesn't get a kapara. So we see by the evidence he doesn't get a kapara. For sure, the chatzila, he can't do it. If he did separate money, right, he would be over me when he bought the animal because he's spending the animal on something. He's taking the money out for a wrong use, but he would get a kapara. Because he could use now the animal which was bought for dam and use it for dam. So maybe the chatzila he could do it. Talmud loymar al chatasai, achei kabana l'shem chatai. Ktani mi es behema. My love of filo balas mum. It doesn't contrast different animals. Loy tmima. Av balas mum maikas tu madamya. Samayu di tani moshe v'shav av listi balas mum. The same answer we gave before. Balas mum is considered money. Dr. Mishnah Vaitra. Nizra kala echam and adamim. Guy wants to be made for his wife's neder, but it's already after the zrika of one of the damim, meaning the three kabanas she has to bring. Chatas oil and shlomim. She brought one of them. They did the zrika's dam, and now he wants to be made for to spare her the haircut. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut. He wants to spare her the haircut. Because she can drink wine. This man Yamahot, she can drink wine now. And since she can drink wine now, there's no more inri nefesh. And taglachas is not enough to be made for. This Tana does not think that taglachas is enough reason for him to be made for the Naziris at this point. Taglachas of Naziris don't apply. There's a mitzvah called taglachas. That's not enough reason to be made for the neder. The Bekevimer, Rabbi Kiva says, theoretically, biblically, you're right. But rabbinically, once it's checked, we don't want to waste kachim. Therefore, we tell him not to be mefer. Now, if he's mefer, what happens? The rush is mesupik. So what happens? It's not mufer. So what happens now? They continue the naziris because they didn't do the zrika yet. And she became tummy now. She would bring a carbon tumma. Biblically, it's mufer. So the rush doesn't, it remains tarachin on that. The medvar mamurim b'taglachas atara. This is only when the naziris is over, and we're talking about a haircut. So these tanaim are saying, haircut doesn't bother us. Haircut is not enough reason to be made for. Avu b'taglachas atumba. But we're talking about the haircut that she does at the end of tumah, and then she has to start over again. Of course, yafet. I don't want my wife to be in the zero. Menuvelis is not referring to her looks. Menuvelis is referring to the fact that she's restricted from drinking wine. Haircut is enough reason to be made for. Which is the basic machlokes here. Within the first two tanoim and the third tana. Is haircut enough reason to be made for? The first two tanoim say the naziris is over except for haircut. Haircut is not a reason to be made for. And Rameir is saying, or Rebbe, whoever your Geirus here is saying, no, haircut is enough reason to be Mefer. And the Gemara is going to explain why the Tanoim disagree. So the Gemara writes to Masnissin's lawyer, Krav Eliezer. Because according to Eliezer, then the Geirus is not ended until she takes the haircut. See, the other Tanoim holds, there's a mitzvah of a haircut, but it's not Ma'akev, the end of the Geirus. Rav Eliezer holds, it's Ma'akev, the end of the Geirus. So she's still a Nazira. She still can't drink wine. So you can be my favorite. And then Yomer of Lezer, Yomer of Lezer, the Glachas Mekevis. But even like Yoch Hashir of Achamri, she's also in wine. But even this one, if one wants to be Mefer. He can be Mefer. No, he holds, no, not again. The, both Tanoim agreed before, all the Tanoim of the Mishnah agreed, that she can start drinking wine as soon as the Zrich is done. And therefore the question was, is haircut enough of an Inu and everything? But Rav Eliezer holds it's not over yet. She can't drink wine until she gets the Taglachas. Again, according to Eliezer, they did this drink as Adam. Can she drink wine? No. So he can be Mefer, so she can be able to drink wine. He holds, everybody holds there's a mitzvah of Taglachas. What if she didn't do Taglachas? Is she still in the zero? Tanakhama says no. You do this Rigas Adam, for all practical purposes, she's not in Azira now. There's a mitzvah for her to do Taglachas.
Mary said yes, though.
He didn't say Taglachas was Ma'akev. He says, in order to avoid her having to do it, you can be Mefer.
You can be Mefer up until she cuts her hair.
Because, not because she's in Azira, but because he doesn't want her to have to do Taglachas. Rabbi Eliezer says she's still in Azira. She can't drink wine. Till after the Taglachas. Rameir never said that. Rameir agrees that after the Zrika she can go drink wine.
All agree with that.
The first three Tanoim agree with that. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that. Tana the Dom Summer, even the Israel Adam, she's mutter and wine right away, but less than evil. Rabbi Kiva Summer, Apuli, Stakis Behema, and Yokalavar. Mishum has to cut him, and Rebbe Kiva is a new thing because of has to cut him. And this is where we stopped. We said we would take it from here tomorrow morning. Merit Hashem. Everybody have a wonderful, great day.